ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 12 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 9. ಅಥ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಸಮಾಧಾತುಂ ನ ಶಕ್ನೋಷಿ ಮಯಿ ಸ್ಥಿರಂ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗೇನ ತತಃ ಮಾಮಿಚ್ಛಾಪ್ತುಂ ಧನಂಜಯ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಧ್ಯಮ ಷಟ್ಕಂ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗ ಈಶ್ವರ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಟಾಪಿಕ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ಎನಲೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ರೇಂಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಾಧನಾಸ್. ಭಕ್ತಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಸಾಧನ but it is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. Yoga is not a particular sadhana. Yoga means a lifestyle in which you have devotion towards every action, towards every word, towards every thought. ಮನಸ ವಾಚ ಕರ್ಮಣ. ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್. ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್. ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಥಾಟ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟಿಲ್ ನೈಟ್ either you are doing physical action or you are doing verbal action or speaking or you are thinking, either this or that or third one you have to do. So your lifestyle, that is called yoga, is involved in the bhakti, devotion. Normally people think bhakti means sitting in one place and doing archana, abhishekam, puja. This is what people think bhakti means. That is also a part of bhakti. It is one of that activity of bhakti. But bhakti is having a wide meaning. It has got a wide meaning. Don't confine it to only to your puja room. For Hindus, whole life is a puja. That is why I gave in one of my talks, life is worship. Life is worship. I worship my life. Life is worship means what? My every action is like a worship to the Lord. Yadyat karomi tattad akhilam sambho tavaradhanam. Whatever I do, whatever I speak, whatever I think, all are connected to Bhagavan. I don't take anything separate. Worship is separate, my words are separate, my thoughts are separate, my actions are separate. No, I convert all my actions into worship. I convert all my words into worship as a chanting to Bhagavan. My all thoughts also to Bhagavan. This vision is a unique vision for Vaidikas. This vision is very unique to Bharatiyas, the people who are living in this country, It is very, very unique approach. Why this approach has given by our ancestors, rishis? This vision is given for the spiritual upliftment, for spiritual growth, for liberation. This approach is designed. Therefore, it is very important to understand the design. Whenever there is a nice design, you look into that design very keenly. How nice it is. Very deeply you observe. Now learn to observe the deep, the design, the Hindu culture, Vedic design for spiritual upliftment. From the mother's womb onwards, they have started. Imagine, not after birth. When that conception onwards, the samskaras, they have started all these rituals only for refinement, only for spiritual growth. 42 samskaras meant for spiritual growth. The entire worship, the methodology, the puja, all meant for spiritual pursuit. Including mundane actions, also for spiritual pursuit, spiritual growth. This is a very involved subject. We should not take it lightly. We have to see that depth of this five-runged ladder. What is the ultimate final step Bhagavan pointed out in this 12th chapter? Jnana Yogaha. Arupa Ishvara Jnanam. Jnana Lakshana Bhaktihi. I look upon the Lord as Atma Swarupam, myself also as Atma Swarupam, the highest. Jnanam is the ultimate bhakti. Fifth rung ladder, no? Fifth rung of the ladder. Fifth step of this bhakti yoga sadhana. If that is difficult for you, come down to the fourth step. Vishwarupa Ishvara Dhyanam. Care of 11th chapter. Vishwarupa Ishvara Dhyanam. May you worship the Lord in every form. Ashtamurti Bhrut Deva Pujanam. Ashtamurti, five elements plus Surya, Chandra and the Purusha put together Ashtamurti. May you worship the entire universe. May you develop reverence to all beings in the creation. This is called Aneka Rupa Ishvara Upasana. That is why Tyagaraja, Bhadrachala Ramadasa, all of them, they have written their songs. Andandambulu Pindandambulu Anta Ramamayam. Andandambulu Pindandambulu Brahmandam. Everything is Bhagavan. Then Sadasiva Brahmendra also, Sarvam Brahmamayam, Ishwaramayam. Pibare Ramarasam. Even Tyagaraja sang in one kirtana, Yavarani Niranayinchedira. He asked the Lord, O Rama, how can I coin you by one particular name? Yavarani, who are you? Actually, you are so and so. Can I decide? Yavarani Niranayinchedira. How can I worship you in a particular form when you are in all forms? Ninnetla varninchedira archinchedira, he asked. So Tyagaraja Ekarupa Bhakti culminated into Vishwarupa Bhakti. By his kirtanas we come to know. And next charanam he says, Chimalo Brahmalo Shiva Kesha Vadulalo. Chima means ant. You are in the ant also. Brahmalo, you are in the Chaturmukha Brahma also. Same thing Shankaracharya said in